The contracts being negotiated cover workers at Fred Meyer, QFC, Albertsons, and Safeway. They're represented by the United Food and Commercial Workers and the Teamsters. The unions had long ago set next week as the date to vote on a proposal, but this week they added the strike authorization vote. Tom Geiger is a spokesman for UFCW.
Unfortunately, the proposals that have been made and continue to be made by the employers just attack the very core of the benefits of having these jobs.
Geiger says the supermarkets only want to offer health insurance to people who work 30 hours a week. That compares with 16 hours a week under the old contracts. And he says the companies have offered no wage increases. Scott Powers is negotiating on behalf of the grocery stores. He says it's premature to send these proposals out for a vote.
We haven't made a last, best, and final offer. So unfortunately, this has become common in negotiations where they go out and take this vote. So we're going to let them have their process, but bargaining has to happen at the bargaining table.
The workers will be voting from Sunday until next Wednesday. In 1989, grocery store workers went on strike for 81 days in Seattle. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.